Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into something pretty significant, the planned evolution of EBS Pay. We're looking at a strategy document here, and it outlines a big shift, not just an update, really, but turning this digital payment platform into, well, a whole unified ecosystem, our mission today, to kind of break down this complex strategy into something clear, something you can really grasp what this means for everyone involved.
Exactly. And that word ecosystem is key here. It's different from just a platform.
Mm-hmm.
A platform might do a couple of things well. An ecosystem, though, aims to be the one place you go for all sorts of digital financial stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The core idea really is to serve three main groups.
Mm-hmm.
Retailers are crucial for transactions, customers obviously needing easy-to-use services, and the admins who need oversight and efficiency. It needs to work for all three.
Right. That definitely raises the stakes.
Yeah.
Building a full ecosystem means you're playing in the big leagues. What's the driving force here? What's the main goal behind this big investment?
Well, the goal seemed clearly focused on market leadership, you could say. First, they want to seriously boost transaction volume, get people using EBS Pay more often for more things. Second, improve operational efficiency, make everything run smoother behind the scenes. And third, maybe most importantly, from a strategy angle, strengthen EBS Pay's position in the market. The aim is to be right up there, competing directly with the top fintech names in Nigeria. It's about grabbing market share.
Okay, let's try and pin down this unified digital payments ecosystem for the listener. If I'm a user, what does one-stop hub actually mean when I open the app?
It means convenience, really. Utility. It's designed to be that central spot so you don't need to switch apps constantly. You'd handle, say, your bill payments, top up airtime or data instantly, fund your wallet easily, and this is a big one, make interbank transfers, all from within EBS Pay. It's about merging everyday transactions with some core banking functions.
That sounds useful, definitely. But getting users, especially retailers maybe, to jump onto five new things at once, that feels like a challenge. How are they planning to get the kind of transaction volume they need?
That's where the retailer focus comes in, and it seems quite strategic. They see the retailer as like a network multiplier. The plan specifically includes cashback rewards aimed directly at retailers. The idea is to incentivize them to use and promote the services. It creates this loop. More transactions they handle, the more rewards they get, which pushes up the overall volume.
Interesting. So it's built on incentives, but they're not starting from zero, right? There's an existing platform. What parts are staying? What's the foundation they're building on?
Absolutely. And that's critical for stability. They are definitely leveraging the existing core features. That's the bedrock. So things like their dashboard analytics, which, by the way, is essential for tracking those new retailer commissions are staying. Also, the existing airtime and data vending, the order and transaction management tools, and the basic admin controls. These are the proven systems underpinning the expansion.
Okay, that makes sense. Build on strength. So let's get into the expansion itself. The strategy document highlights five key new feature areas for this bigger ecosystem. Feels like the success really hinges on these five working together smoothly. Where does the process start?
It really starts with the basics. Wallet funding and management. Seems simple, but it's foundational. The goal here is flexibility, letting both customers and retailers top up their wallets using various payment methods. That's key in markets like Nigeria, where payment preferences can vary a lot. And here's the direct link. This funding mechanism has to be robust because it's also how those retailer cashback incentives get processed. Money comes in, rewards calculation kicks off.
Ah, I see. So the funding itself becomes part of the incentive engine. Okay, once the money's in the wallet, then comes a really ambitious part expanding where it can go. That takes us to bill payments, right?
Exactly. This is a major step up in terms of usefulness. It tackles a real everyday need for consumers. The platform will let users pay for utilities, subscriptions right from the app. The sources specifically mention things like DSTV, electricity, big regular payments. Adding these essentials really shifts the platform from maybe an occasional tool to potentially part of managing household finances.
Okay, I have to jump in here. Launching features like bill payments, which need to be super reliable, and complex wallet funding at the same time. That sounds, well, risky. Operationally complex. Does the strategy talk about how they'll manage rolling out all five features?
That's a very valid concern. It is ambitious. The documents imply a phased approach, building carefully on that existing stable base we mentioned. And the success likely relies heavily on getting the next feature right, bank transfers. If they can execute this well, it demonstrates real capability. We're talking seamless wallet to bank transfers. This basically turns the EBS Pay wallet into more than just a place to hold funds. It's a conduit to the formal banking system. Needs to be reliable. needs to be fast.
And I imagine, from a business standpoint, bank transfers offer a clear path to revenue.
Absolutely. That's explicitly mentioned. There will be commission charges applied per transaction for these wallet-to-bank transfers. So this isn't just about adding convenience. It's directly linked to a potentially high-volume income stream by integrating with traditional finance.
Which leads us nicely to the feature meant to keep everything flowing, especially for those key retailers. Retailer cashback and commissions. You called it the circulatory system for incentives earlier. Tell us more about that multiplier effect.
Yeah, this is the engine designed specifically to keep transactions humming on the platform. So imagine a retailer. They help someone fund their wallet commission. They sell airtime commission. They facilitate one of these new bank transfers commission again. It's about making it really attractive for the retailer. They see EBS Pay. They see multiple ways to earn. That should, in theory, boost their loyalty and encourage them to bring their customers onto the platform.
Makes sense. Okay, and the fifth piece, often overlooked but vital for stability and trust, admin reconciliation and oversight. What specific problem does this solve for the administrators running the system?
It tackles a huge operational headache. Think about reconciling thousands of small wallet top-ups, commissions, payouts. Doing that manually is prone to errors, super time-consuming. Spreadsheets everywhere. This new feature gives administrators dedicated tools within their admin web app to review, reconcile, and manage these flows. Even if the end goal is more automation, this provides crucial manual oversight. It's a safety net, essential for managing financial risk and building trust, especially in a competitive fintech landscape.
Okay, so we've got these five interconnected features: funding, bill pay, transfers, retailer rewards, admin tools. If we zoom back out, connect this big investment to the overall goals, what are the big wins they expect?
Right. The strategy outlines three major expected outcomes. These are the why we're doing this.
Yeah.
First, and probably most obviously, driving revenue growth.
And it's not just hoping for more of the same revenue, right? The sources point to specific new streams.
Exactly. It's about diversification. The new growth is expected from charges on bill payments, those commissions from wallet funding we talked about, and importantly, the fees from the interbank transfers. Multiple streams coming online.
Okay, new revenue. What's the second expected outcome? It sounds crucial for scaling up.
Yes, improving operational efficiency. How do you handle potentially massive growth without costs spiraling? The answer here is automation. Specifically, automating those really labor-intensive back-end processes. Reconciling wallets, managing transactions across all these new types, and calculating all those different retailer cashback amounts accurately. It's not just about saving money, it's about reducing errors, freeing up people for more complex tasks, and building that reputation for reliability.
Reliability, speed, cost savings.
Okay.
And the third outcome, this sounds like the big strategic play.
It is. It's enhancing market competitiveness. The whole point of this massive effort is to elevate EBS Pay, to make it a go-to digital payment solution in the region. And they're aiming high. The benchmark they're setting for themselves is to be comparable to the leading fintech players already established in Nigeria. It's a direct challenge.
Wow. Okay. This has been really insightful. We've kind of mapped the journey here from a core platform expanding outwards into this quite ambitious ecosystem, covering everything from basic top-ups to bill pay and bank transfers, all glued together by retailer incentives and back-end automation. That interplay between retailer rewards for growth and automation for efficiency seems central.
It really does seem to be the core tension, or perhaps synergy. And the plan is bold, moving into bill payments, interbank transfers. That puts them squarely in competition with some very big established players. So maybe a final thought for you, for our listeners to chew on. Success seems to depend on two big things working together: getting mass adoption, driven by those retailer commissions, and achieving near flawless operational execution through automation and oversight. Which of those two, the immediate tangible reward loop for retailers, or the harder to build long-term back-end efficiency, do you think will ultimately be the deciding factor in whether EBS Pay really breaks through to that top tier in the Nigerian market?
That's a great question. A really interesting strategic balancing act they need to pull off. Thanks for breaking that down for us. And thank you for joining us on this deep dive into EBS Pay's strategic evolution. We'll catch you next time.